B-Pod Studios.
Horse Hub.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Over the blue line to the right circle. Bergeron driving wide. Takes it in behind the net. Out of the left wing circle. Drops it off for Sagan to the bottom of the circle. Spins and puts it on net. A stick save, Reimer. Boychuk right side. A wrist shot blocked.
Reuniting Sagan with this line here.
And Bergeron a one-timer. Save Reimer. Rebound loose at the top of the crease. Wrist shot score! Bergeron! Bergeron! And game seven! And the Bruins win the series!
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. I believe Beats of the Rhyme was the B-side of this single, but I am not positive. If it is, it's the greatest single of all time. And by the way, we were talking about frontmen, and I just want to get this out. And we were talking about between David Lee Roth, Angelo Moore from Fishbone is the best frontman of all time.
He's really good. He's really good.
That's what I will say. All right, because it's been bothering me. And then I thought about putting on an Instagram, and then I thought, you know what? No one cares about my opinion. All right, so, Rich, now, you know, we used to have Adolfo call games, but that was in a studio and, you know, so on and so forth. And we have Wallach, who calls games, but he's a professional, and there's nothing to make fun of. But Bird, this had nothing to do with us. Bird told us, and thank Bird for telling us, but Bird called a Everett hockey game.
Everett High. And by the way, when you say called it, I mean, this guy...
B to the R to the D.
He is somebody that is experienced on being on television. He had a public access background. Now, the Everett High hockey game, it was actually broadcast on Everett Public Television. And so this was something that was on TV, and that's why they wanted him to do this.
They had to bump, meet the press.
Have you done this before, Bird? Is this your first time doing it?
No, he's done it before.
Hockey play-by-play Everett High on TV?
No. I haven't done it in over a decade.
Yeah, but you've done it.
Yes, I have done it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done that, soccer, basketball, football, etc.
Now, soccer? I will tell you this
Soccer's got to be easy. Hockey is impossible.
Yeah, I was about to say, the one thing I'm going to say before we play this is that, in fairness, this is impossible. To call a hockey game and to do it properly out of all of the sports is ridiculously hard.
Plus, Bird, did you never play hockey at a competitive level, did you?
No, never.
Yeah, so like knowing the correct terminology is tough. Like, I've watched a ton of hockey over my life, and I would still get tripped up like knowing the proper terminology.
So we already know it's tough. And then you throw Bird into the mix. Now, what I'm going to play you, I want you to once again know this. This is what aired on TV.
Okay.
Okay?
So this isn't
a director's cut. This is stuff that was actually on the television broadcast.
If you're lucky enough to live in Everett and you turned on the public access station, this is what you heard.
So also, I was doing this all by myself. I had no help whatsoever.
Oh, well, that is fair.
Oh, man.
It's setting you up to fail.
Jesus.
So
here's this plane. We're going to toss you out of it without a parachute.
All right. So Bird doing play-by-play of the Everett High School playoff game, hockey game. And once again, this is what actually aired on Everett Public Television.
What? No, he's just cleaning the pipes.
Oh.
Yeah, he's just saying, he's cleaning the pipes. Do, re, mi, ra, ra. Sybilis. Sybilis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the...
Sybilis.
A good Tom Hanks reference there. That was good.
That's
it's
right.
It's like Bob Sosie. You know, it goes out there. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Gillette Stadium. Instead, you get...
I think he was looking at his girlfriend and letting her know what was going to happen that evening.
Aruga!
No, he was like, well, that went.
Now,
Bird,
what do
table. What the f***? We're not live, are we?
Okay. So, now, I got to imagine the thousands of people that were watching the Community Access Channel were enraged. I can only imagine the calls that were being poured in to the Everett Public Access Station. The phones were ringing off the hook. He could have said anything, and because all the kids' parents are at the game,
they're there. Anybody who cares. Now maybe they're taping it at home. Possibly to see later on.
Well, I mean, then you can't have that.
You can't. I mean, this is what actually aired. It's the beginning of the game. Like they're getting it. You know, they're about getting ready for face off. And this is.
I want that table. What the f***? We're not live, are we? He'll edit it up.
I can't. You're live.
Yeah, you can't edit it out when.
That's a Rucker move.
When you're live.
Oop, it is. Oop, it is.
Again, vocal exercises. I mean, that's an old opera trick. You do anything by tag
team. The tag team.
Anything by tag team is acceptable.
It's pretty okey.
Oop, it is. Oop, it is. All right, both teams are meeting at center ice. Big game for the Crimson Tide. Once again, I am Jonathan Bernmachens. I'll be your host for today's game. Looking forward to this playoff game. Very exciting. Here's the drop of the puck. Gil Barrios. Excuse me, Lucas Martins. Dumps it to Lexington. Can't really see.
All right. Well, in fairness, Rich, it's television. So you don't want to over talk. You want the action to display itself. You don't want to make it about you.
The best is when, like, Bird just gives up on sentences.
Yeah, well, that happens every time he talks.
It'll be like, you know.
Can't really see.
At first, he'll be like, all right, your ears on the play.
Dumps on Lexington's.
Lexington's what? Lexington's.
Can't really see.
Okay, all right.
Nice hit.
Well, listen, it's theater of the mind. I mean, it's almost like I'm at the game. It's almost like I'm there. It's like you know what, Rich? It's like I have an obstructed seat at the game.
Sure.
I can't see. It's like when we were at the Fenway for the Winter Classic.
Right. You know what I'm saying all the time?
Dumps on Lexington.
Yeah, it's just.
Can't really see.
We were by Pesky's pole and couldn't see anything.
And in
thank you, station.
And in fairness, Bert, you know what it was? It was indeed.
Nice hit.
It was a nice hit. It was very nice hit.
That's right. That's right. And he was talking about, of course, Macarena. It was a nice
hit. Taken away by Brown, and the ref called. I'm waiting for the penalty. See what it is.
Come on!
One dad is mad. He's right next to me. Everett dumps
that's
it out.
That's not bad. That's not a bad one.
That's
a good one. I got to give him credit for that one.
Sure, you call it the dad as he's yelling?
Yeah. I thought that was clever. He said, there's a dad next to me. I'm not being sarcastic.
Taken away by Brown, and the ref called. I'm waiting for the penalty. See what it is.
Come on!
One dad is mad. He's right next to me. Everett dumps it out. Kudo with the puck. Shots! And it's a goal!
All right, Rich. It's like I'm there. I mean, the excitement. It's Gosher calling game seven.
Right, right. That is a Bergeron moment.
I mean, just goal.
And it's a goal.
It's said with a question mark. Yes. At the end.
Well, he's got to look up the numbers and everything else.
And the best is how he paints a picture.
Now,
who scored?
No, but what team scored?
I'm not quite sure.
There wasn't a lot of cheering. This game was at Everett, so you figure Lexington was the team that scored, right?
There's also not a ton of people there.
No, I would imagine.
But I mean, if you got to figure there's
19,000 people.
We just found out there's some parents there. They would have cheered.
Well, but most of the, in fairness, most of the crowd was outside.
Come on!
Like they smoking.
Come on!
Most of the,
Bird,
most,
let me into your cave. It's like, what, he's heard that voice before out in Everett.
Come on!
Come on, come out!
The street party!
Come on, come out! We're gonna hit some bail boxes with baseball bats!
Shots! And it's a goal! Number 8 with the wrist shot on the upper deck of the net. Anyways.
Anyways.
It'll be.
Anyways, well. Anyways. Anywho, it's time for me to hit the old dusty trail. Gadzooks!
That guy's awesome.
But I have to credit Bird without any irony that was actually funny. A good line.
Number 8 with the wrist shot on the upper deck of the net.
Yeah.
Anyways, it'll be face off in the Lexington zone.
Where?
Great 90s hits going on right now. Puts it in front of the net. Curry with the ball. Wrist shot.
All right. That's a problem right there.
Listen, yeah. Sometimes you can forget what's going on.
What'd you think about that call?
Come on!
You know, how many fights do you think break out at Everett hockey games?
Oh.
Between the parents.
Bird, tell me you've seen one before.
Oh, these guys, I don't
know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't, not this past game, but I've seen some in the past. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, everyone's outside smoking, drinking beers.
Was one boarding call that I saw. Like, I watched a lot of this game. There was one that I saw, and you could like hear the crowd getting like,
oh yeah, pissed.
pretty pissed.
Yeah, I don't think much has to happen for a fight to break out.
Right. No, one little penalty, and they all freak out.
Yeah,
it'll be face off in the Lexington zone.
Wait a second. Does it matter their sexuality? I mean, do we really have to label them?
I heard a Z in there, too, yeah.
All right, we have to break. We'll be back with more Bird.
Oh,
because...
but I want to hear it now!
Come on!
I mean, just because they're in the lesbian zone. I mean, I don't think that matters in the game of hockey, what their sexuality is. All right, so we'll return.
The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Tree Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, Fred, much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Detroit verse, everybody.
Right off the rotten apple by the poison tree. All these females need to email to make noise and nothing's changing a lot. He f*** with my authority. Then he shells, seashells, but not by the seashore. If he gang banging or not, as simple as the alphabet. He F with me, that G shall surely see.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
Can't really see.
And yesterday, we think it's about Force Heath face. All right, yesterday on, if you're lucky enough to live in Everett, if you have that kind of, that real estate savvy to live in Everett, then you know that Everett Public Television is the place to go. If you want the news, sports, it's your connection to the city.
It and is.
Everett High, this is absolutely true. This had, Rich and I had nothing to do with this. Bird, much to his credit, informed us that he, for the first time in 10 years, was going to be calling a Everett sporting event. And now this happens to be hockey, which we all admit would be very difficult to call.
Oh,
out of
course.
All the sports, it would be the most difficult to call. Now, I don't know if I would have sworn twice
well,
to start the whole thing.
See, that's the thing, is that he, at the very beginning of the live television broadcast that he did, this is how everything started.
I want that table. We're not live, are we? We're not, he'll edit it up.
Okay, well, you can't really do that when it's live TV.
When you're live TV, you can't edit that up.
Somebody said, of course a person from Everett would swear in the middle of a broadcast and say, I want that table, always thinking of how to improve the triple-deck porch and or street party.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's how many tables get stolen. I mean, if it's on the grass, I mean, that's community property.
So he said, the real hero here is the person who hired Bird and said, oh, you're so good, you don't need a color guy. They said, we can make fun of Bird all we want, but I guarantee people would listen to him and ratings would go up if you did this for one game, for a professional game.
I don't think that they would let that happen. But
in a million years.
And by the way, why is this student not doing this?
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of strange because you would think that would be part of the, like, a class you would take.
Curriculum.
You know?
Like, yeah.
I had a media productions class, and we did stuff like that.
I did mass media,
mm-hmm.
And we went out with film projectors.
Yep. So he was calling the game, and this is I was given an unedited copy of what actually aired on Everett Public Television, and let's get to some more of Bird calling Everett High School hockey game.
Nice hit. Taken away by Brown, and the ref called... I'm waiting for the penalty. See what it is.
Come on!
One dad is mad. He's right next to me. Everett dumps it out. Kudo with the puck. Shots! And it's a goal! Number 8 with the wrist shot on the upper deck of the net. Anyways, it'll be face off in the Lexington zone.
How many times have you heard Jim Nance go, anyways?
Anyways.
It's Tiger for the putt on 18, and it's rolling. Anyways.
It'll be face off in the Lexington zone. Anyways.
Anyways. Back to my musings.
It'll be face off in the Lexington zone.
And again, I don't know why he had to bring up the sexuality of the people.
That is a little strange why he would do that.
Yes, I don't know.
Great 90s hits going on right now. Puts it in front of the net. Curry with the ball. Wrist shot.
Listen, sometimes it's difficult. Maybe this was Everett Street Hockey.
Right.
We didn't even know.
Yeah, that's right.
Puts it in front of the net. Curry with the ball. Wrist shot. Saved by the Minutemen. 7 seconds left in the faceoff, and that'll do it for the power play.
That's a long-ass faceoff.
Well, 7 seconds left in the faceoff. How do you know? He's got. I mean, he's in with the referee.
Right? I mean, if it's one of those ones where, you know, Patrice keeps getting kicked out recently.
Well, he knew in 7 seconds that puck was dropping.
7 seconds left in the faceoff, and that'll do it for the power play. That'll do it. The Crimson Tide improved to 12-4-1. Brendan Curry with 2 goals. Ryan Daugherty with a goal. And Kevin Fritz, I think he scored a goal as well. I might be wrong.
Poor Kevin Fritz. The world will never know if he scored a goal.
Or, hey, you know, maybe he didn't score a goal, and you're making him a star for
it.
It's
an angry dad that told Bird to say, just mention my boy.
Yeah.
Come on!
I mean, if...
Yeah.
Someone said that guy was actually visually impaired, and he was relying on his play-by-play. What was going on? And he couldn't quite see anything.
No, it's like Bird puts you, like, in the arena if you were at an obstructed view seat. Like, if you were behind a pole... That takes you to that kind of action.
Somebody said, Bergeron scores the game-winning goal!
Anyways.
Or maybe he didn't.
Anyways, our life's not changing.
No.
I mean, we still got to get up, go to work, put the kids to bed.
Anyways.
All right, well, Berg.
7 seconds left in the face-off, and that'll do it for the power play. That'll do it! The Crimson Tide improved to 12-4-1. Brendan Curry with 2 goals. Ryan Daugherty with a goal. Yeah, Kevin Fritz, I think he scored a goal as well. I might be wrong. Sue me if I am. Music is very loud right now. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
All right, man, Bird,
we
need more of this.
And thank you for informing the audience
Bird, that
the music was loud in that we could figure that out.
I mean, we need more of this. So hang on. Are you scheduled to do any more of these?
I'm be doing color for Monday and Wednesday's games. Hockey,
oh, yes.
Hockey. You so me and this kid Josh are going to be doing the games.
Do you ever do baseball?
Yes.
Oh, baseball's
the best. Yeah, no, it's so, hard. I can do baseball. It's so easy.
Oh, no, baseball is really easy, but the thing is you have to fill in the gap.
Man. He's not going to, though. That's the thing. It's, I mean, come on. There was one that was just like, good hit. Do you think he's not just going to go, strike?
Well, that would be funny. That would be funny.
Strike. He's out.
Well, there's a rapport. There's a color commentator. He said that, yeah, there's going to be a rapport between the two guys.
What'd you find in the trash today?
What?
What? There was day-old donuts behind Stuckey's.
Can't really see.
All right. Well, congratulations to Bird.
Nice hit.
It was a nice hit. We know that.
We're not live, are we? Whatever. He'll edit it up.
I have to.
One dad is bad.
I have to get my back waxed today. They say that when you get your back waxed, it's crap. They say when you get your back waxed that it doesn't grow back is bad. And it grows back just as bad as ever, if not worse. Because Lord knows if I go out with my shirt off with the bod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, people are going to be like, he's sexy if it wasn't for the hairy back. I mean, let's face it. Once the back is, once the hair is removed... Daddy's smooth.
You're going to be like Papa John. Everyone's going to be passing out when they see you, you know?
Yeah. So that is, that's the plan today.
They're going to be pulling the tape off and you're going to be on.
Come on!
A lot of women are going to have to jump into the pool because they're not going to want people to see what's going on downstairs. Making the ladies. You guys don't have to get things waxed, huh?
No. I mean, I the hair problems, my main thing is that my eyebrows have these one or three, it's like one, two, or three hairs that grow way longer than
the
rest
of
them.
Did you say eyebrows? I don't know anything about problems. No,
I mean, I'm sitting next to Ernie over here from Sesame Street.
He's Flacco. He's an eagle.
I feel really sorry for you, Rich. That's terrible.
It's Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
No, hair-wise, no.
I don't know. Why doesn't every man have hair? Like, everyone on TV doesn't have any hair on their body. Why
they
me?
They haven't professionally done like you, I'm sure.
But if I'm like Irish and German.
Mm.
That doesn't scream hair, does it?
No.
That doesn't seem like a two regions of Europe that would be very hairy.
I didn't know that determined it. I'm not sure.
You think like... there's certain like nationalities that you would think would be hairy, like Greek. But then again, Jerry Stassinopoulos, not a hair on his body.
Hmm.
The guy I grew up with.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Anyways,
I don't know. Anyways, I don't know why I've been cursed. I don't know why I've been cursed with this body hair. It seems like no one else has it. No one else that works for the show has any body hair.
Now, isn't there like a company that does that? Didn't we get offered that one time? Like lasering so it's like doesn't come back?
Yeah. I mean, I've one time when I was out of college, I got electrolysis where they go hair by hair.
Oh man. That's no.
Do you know the amount of time that would take?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't do that.
No. And I tried laser hair removal. It was decades ago, but I tried it. I don't know why. Why am I cursed with a hairy back? Irish and German. That's it, as far as I know. Irish and German.
Now, why not just let it go? Why not just be mucho macho? Just wear a hair shirt.
Well, my theory is this: this whole, and I'm being dead serious. Back hair is gross, but this whole idea that like chest hair is not cool. Is very, very new. Because name the biggest sex symbol of the 80s.
Oh, Burt Reynolds.
And, okay, that's great. And,
Tom Selleck.
Yes. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Chris Christopherson from the Convoy movies.
Absolutely. Even though Jerry Reed hairless. all right, name someone who was considered a very sexy front man. Of a rock band that...
Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams had a
he's
lot going
on. Everybody. Yeah.
Well, he was so manic and hysterical. Hair grew everywhere. Paul Stanley, yes. David Lee Roth. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. To me, chest hair is like breasts. Like, I mean, even though I have some,
But like chest hair is like breasts. Like you don't have them. So like when you see breasts, you're like, all right. That's why I'll never understand the obsession with asses. For one thing, there's the whole fecal aspect of it. And then also, I have an ass.
Sure.
So if you're a woman, wouldn't you want a guy with chest hair?
One of my favorite things I've ever seen at a sporting event was I went to Talladega, and there was a guy who shaved a number 3 in his back hair.
Oh. All right. Nate, go ahead, sir.
All right. So we, like in a drunken stupor, we dared a buddy of mine to get his taint waxed. Oh. And it was the funniest thing I've ever witnessed in my life. Well, witnessed it. We were standing behind, and it was like a screen, like they usually put a cloth up or whatever.
It's a Brazilian. Dude,
yeah, dude. So like she went right in there, and they waxed like right in that little spot right in between your...
I know what it is. I know where it is.
Ripped it right off, and he screamed, and he looked like he walked out of there like he just walked out of a bit of prison. It was hilarious.
You know what's funny is that I don't have hair there. My butt is almost hairless. It's very odd.
Yeah, no problems there.
Yeah, my butt is hairless, but my butt is also delicious. It's like an apple that you'll drive 30 miles to go to the corner apple picker store.
What?
Little apple picker store.
The corner apple picker store.
Yeah, you go out there and then you go, hey, Ned, what do you got today? He's like, oh, we got some fresh plums.
And that is called the Apple Picker Store.
Yeah.
On the corner.
It's like just like red and juicy. Just bite into one and let the juice go down your chin.
That's you licking the apple.
That's right. Like a beautiful apple with that little crease in it. You bite into it, the juices. Ooh. John, why do you like butts so much?
Why do I like what?
Butts so much.
I don't know. The shape. I like the shape. I like them big and round.
See,
give me that double.
Butts is a new phenomenon, too.
Is it? Is that big?
Yes. The goal back in the day was to, your proportions were to have large breasts in a tight behind.
Uh-huh.
There's an episode of the show about the drunken baseball announcer, where
Brockmire,
where he's talking about the evolution of men's taste in women, and the camera keeps panning up, and then you see he just has his head rested on a giant ass. These are things that keep me up at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why have I been cursed with this much body hair? Why are big butts in fashion? It just doesn't make sense. I hearken back to the old days where a Rubenesque woman was what you were looking for.
Is this bringing you back, John, to to your concert going days back in the early 90s?
What is
you wore a pirate shirt? After 7?
That's right.
Is this what you would romance
after
the ladies
7?
With? Is this about butts?
No.
They're all about butts.
No, this is not about butts.
No. Is this one about butts? Let me see.
Not at the bridge. It's on this side of the border.
Give me some of that.
Won't y'all come on over here with us?
Huh?
Want to walk the water? And if you...
What is this?
A skunk shake his wrong dog. Now come on over here for some,
I swear to get a fart.
Dump, baby.
Now we got this stick that will set you free.
What is...
All you got to do is take a closer walk with me. And we got this bang that's full of magic tricks. So come feel, if you will, the magic of the beauty stick.
Play, mama.
Is it Dookie Stick? That's a song called Dookie Stick.
Have you seen we got a break, but have you seen the finalists for the swimsuit issue there?
No.
They got a Milfaroo, and then they have a fat girl, so the BBW crowd is not going to be disappointed. They got that is a whole thing. BBW, baby. Let it ride. That's right. Her name is Brielle Anya. She's 24 from Baltimore.
Thank you, Bert.
Can't really see.
All right. So we will return in just a matter of moments.
Anyways.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tatum, nasty step back on Shamet, creates room, drives, forces it up and in over Harrell. And the foul. Jason Tatum takeover. 39 and counting. Timeout, Doc Rivers, with 2:01 to go in the second overtime, and the Celtics leading by 4.
Yeah. 98.5 to Sports Talk with Toucher and Rich. I hate Harrell. I hated him in college. I mean, he was a second-round pick at Louisville. He spazzed out, and every game, everything he did, he threw a fit.
All right, I have to ask you, because we hear this all the time, but last night, Jason Tatum, I think this was a special game for him, because you've been seeing him going on this trajectory over the past couple of weeks, especially since he's been named to be on the All-Star team. I think over the last five games, I believe it was Brian Robb, who writes for Boston Sports Journal, broke it down. I mean, he's averaging almost 30 points a game in his last five games, almost 9 rebounds, 4 assists. I mean, he has been ridiculous.
It's been 3 weeks that he's really – that's when he started his 20-point streak, and it was stopped momentarily against Houston, but then he got back into it. So it's 10 of his last 11 games he's hit for 20 or more.
So you're watching these two players between Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And last year, or at the end of last season, we said, well, I mean, he has no excuse. Kyrie Irving's going to be gone. He has to get better. Even I didn't expect that both of these guys were going to improve as much as they did. I mean, Jason Tatum's a guy that he could end up on a championship team and might be the best player on that team.
Here's the thing, and it wasn't about the 39 points last night for Jason Tatum. It was specifically if you watch the game. And by the way, you know, if you're a Celtic fan and you watch, you know, endless amounts of games, 35, 40 games, whatever it is, last night was one of those nights, even though it got late in the evening, that you were very happy that you stayed up for and watched. And for Tatum, the real special part of it wasn't that he scored 39 points. It's that he took the game over in overtime while playing against one of the best five players on the planet.
No, absolutely. And he did it like on a nationally televised game where he knew the pressure was going to be on. And I'd like to see him doing the playoffs, obviously. But the other great thing about it is here's another game where one of the stars is out. And yet they continue to play hard and win against very good teams. Yeah. Jaylen Brown was out last night. I mean, if you can, and they've done it a few times, you can take away Kemba for a game, you can take away even Tatum for a game, you can take away Jaylen for a game, and you can take away Hayward for a game. And they somehow find a way to claw back because you have four players that on any given night are more than likely to score close to 20
five.
Points.
Five. I mean, if you want to talk about the any given night theory.
Dude, you want to talk about
five. It's Smart, who had over 30 points last night. A guy hit 11 threes in a game this season.
So with Marcus Smart, I mean, you're right. That's kind of an he's always been the guy on defense, and it's fun to watch him. And yesterday, of course, he had a couple of those plays that you just go, really? I mean, how many people in the NBA do what Marcus Smart does? And also, he does stuff that frustrates you every once in a while. But out of nowhere, he'll come out with a game like that where he scores not 31, but in the 20s, and you'll be like, all right. And he'll hit threes, and you don't expect it. That's a nice little bonus, but I'm not even counting on that, and I'm not even thinking about that. I'm thinking about a playoff series where you're going to have to outscore these guys because, sure enough, down low, once again, with Giannis Antetokounmpo, we've talked about this. You do have a little bit of an issue down there. The team seems to be playing very well defensively. Didn't you say they're top five in net rating and they're playing a bunch of teams?
Top five offensively and defensively in efficiency.
But the scary thing is you have two players on this team that are so young and they're just getting better right before our eyes. We're watching them turn. You're watching Tatum turn into a superstar right in front of our eyes.
Does anyone have a problem if Tatum continues on this trajectory? And again, it's only 3 weeks, but considering the body of work beforehand, this is kind of like
he's been
natural,
ramping up to this.
The natural next step. Tatum, when his contract is up and the Red Sox have to step up, the Celtics have to step up, they'll probably max him out.
Of course.
And you have to. Yeah, and you have Tatum and Brown on a team-friendly contract now, and Kemba Walker. You can build around those three guys in today's NBA, which doesn't necessarily require you to have a good center. That's what the Golden State Warriors did. That's what Toronto did last year. Marc Gasol is an old center who's good, but not really good. He's not what he used to be. And you won a championship with him last year. So if the Celtics could find a guy like that, and maybe Daniel Tice is that guy. But you are certainly a contender.
Well, here's one question, though, I do want to ask Fred. Can you now admit that Jason Tatum is better at what he does than Jonathan Isaac is at what he does?
No.
Okay. All right. Listen, I think Jonathan Isaac is very, very good.
He's been hurt. I mean, what do you want me to say? I said give him 5 years. We'll see where they're at. I mean, Tatum's had a nice – listen, Tatum's good. He's a lot better than I thought he would be. He's had an outstanding 3 weeks. But I said give it 5 years.
He's had an outstanding season. He's had a very good season. But it's Jonathan, just the last 3 weeks have been like next level.
Tatum was a pretty much a finished product when he came out. And Isaac was raw, baby.
But the thing is, Tatum, it turns out, was not a finished product. He's improved.
Yeah, he's improved because he's in the NBA. Listen, he's a lot. What do you want me to say? He's a lot better than I thought he would be. I would still say in 2 years, we'll see where they're at.
You think that they should have taken Jonathan Isaac instead of Jason Tatum?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that I can't agree with you.
But all right. I said give it 5 years, and if in 5 years, in two seasons from now, at the end of that season, if Jonathan Isaac is worse than Tatum, then I will have been wrong. I don't think the audience. I mean, everyone's just going to get pissed off at me. Tatum's a lot better than I thought he would be. I thought he would be a starter in the NBA, but he wasn't going to be an all-star.
Somebody's calling you out saying, you said give it 3 years, and now you're changing it to 5 years.
I said 5 years.
Okay.
I said 5 years, and I would know better than a listener because I said it, and I've said it a million times. So, and the listeners got a lot of theories. Listeners, like the guy who called up and said that I was a hypocrite because I didn't care about the Astros, but I was all over Deflategate and Spygate.
And they're wrong about that. We joked
first
about
of all,
how
I wasn't
what
here
a joke
for Spygate,
was.
And I could have cared less.
Well, the Deflategate, I mean.
And then Deflategate, I hated and I didn't care. I thought it was stupid.
We called it Deflated Balls-a-Rooney.
Yes. So everyone knows what I say. Everyone is so familiar with it. Would you write down that I said 3 years? I said 5 years. I said Jonathan Isaac is a raw talent. And you know, Scalabrine, by the way, agreed with me at the time. Now, he probably wouldn't agree with me now because he has no conviction.
You've lost your spine, sir.
I should make it 6 years since Isaac missed the season. But I won't. I'll stick to 5 years.
You can essentially count last season as a lost season for Jason Tatum because of Kyrie Irving.
Sure.
So you can just write that one off. You can do that.
Plus, the talent surrounding Jason Tatum is far superior. But
well, that's there's no question of that. Okay, and the coaching, I believe, is better as well.
Of course it is. But listen, you don't have to. You don't have to placate me. There's a chance I could be wrong.
I just know that Tatum has a good game, we get flooded with tweets saying, Fred said I was wrong about Tatum.
I thought Tatum was going to be a marginal starter in the NBA, and it turns out he could be part of what is necessary now in the NBA. He could be one of the top three players on a championship team.
I mean,
I was absolutely wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. I can't say it enough. His lack of athleticism, I thought, was going to hurt him. He couldn't shoot from the outside in college. There were all these warning signs with him, and I was wrong. He's improved his outside shooting a ton.
And he's underrated defensively.
Fair enough. I don't know. I don't know enough about basketball.
I mean, even if you just watched last night.
You saw what he did with Kawhi Leonard
Fine.
Last night.
Okay, yes. So he's underrated defensively. Fair enough. I was wrong. I was 100%, 1,000% wrong. I saw him coming out of Duke, and I just gave you the reasons. He's not particularly athletic, and he couldn't shoot from the outside, and he's not like a big man. And so I thought he was a tweener that was going to be a marginal starter. And I was absolutely wrong. And in give it up to him and give it up to Kobe Bryant for teaching him a lot of these things. Apparently, he helped him with his footwork and he helped him with a bunch of stuff. And I was wrong. I just gave you the reasons why I thought he would be that way. And then I was wrong.
All right. So you're saying call off the internet dogs.
I don't care what they say on the internet about this. Just stop theorizing why I missed work. That's the only thing I care about.
We're going back to that?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Believe me, we're not.
All right.
I mean, and for Rich's sake, too. Let's not beat the dog anymore.
I heard on the play-by-play that Bird did, he told me that at one point there was a guy who, I guess, missed a puck, and he called him a light worker, much like Fred Toucher.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Come on!
I like the guy who does construction who's like, I can't call in. What, are you not in a union? And then I got a guy tell me, we would tell my boss the day before that we were calling in sick. Like, your union didn't give you a day off. You know what? Join a union. Dumb. All right. Well, listen, I'm for the working man. What can I say?
All right.
But yes, Jason Tatum, I was wrong. 100% wrong.
All right. After Wallach's headlines, something happened at the game last night, which was just really weird, and I need to discuss it with you. It was something that just came out of nowhere.
All right, well, listen, and be listening at 9:35 this morning. Just make sure you tune in. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm working indoors with steroids and technology.
Don't let work get in the way of missing what's happening in Boston sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They'll play against each other on Sunday. Bounce entry knocked away by Marcus Smart. Into the hands of Gordon Hayward, 3-on-1. No look, Tatum, the right-hand slam. And Marcus Smart makes another play.
Anyways, 98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, something happened after the game yesterday?
During the game. So, if you were watching yesterday, this happened.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.